News.
Attorney, advocate, author, public speaker. The Lisa Wexler Show. WICC 600. Flip that switch and turn on your brain. Here is Lisa Wexler.
Welcome back. 203-333-9422 is our number. Joining us right now is Senator Richard Blumenthal, representing us right here in the great state of Connecticut. Senator Blumenthal, hello and welcome to the show today. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm in the midst of a Judiciary Committee hearing and just stepped out for a moment because I know how important your show is to listeners in Fairfield County and really around the state. So thanks for having me.
So, Senator Blumenthal, you're in Washington, D.C. You just got there yesterday. We are hearing headlines. We've seen a split screen of President Trump clearing the way of protesters and tear gas canisters that were apparently fired on peaceful protesters on his way to a church where the Episcopal bishop was very angry with him for doing that. And yet we're also seeing looting and rioting all over the country. The New York Times reporting now 140 cities. I just heard news that in St. Louis, a few police officers were shot. From your prism, from where you stand, what can you tell us?
I have tremendous respect for the protesters. I gathered with them on Saturday in Bridgeport and heard their pleas for an end to racism and the police brutality that may be based on racism. And I've heard that message from law enforcement officials who responsibly have stepped forward, as well as those protesters. The looting and the violence really must be stopped. It's wrong. It detracts from the message about the need for change and an end to racism in this country. We are at a moment of reckoning, but we can move forward if we come together. Certainly, the answer is not military force. It's not tear gassing nonviolent protesters. It's not threatening to dominate crowds of well-motivated people who are expressing themselves as they're entitled to do under the Constitution. We need leadership, and so far we're failing to get it from the White House.
What is the atmosphere like in Washington, D.C. right now, Senator Blumenthal? Are the Republican senators standing with President Trump?
My Republican colleagues have very severe reservations about what's happening in the country, as we all do, but the kind of discord and division that is in effect exacerbated by the president, I think, is deeply troubling to my Republican colleagues as well. What we need now is leadership that will bring us together, not threatening military force, not tear gassing peaceful protesters. And I think my Republican colleagues, all of us, need to come together on a bipartisan basis.
It was very interesting this morning. Axios, which is a great bipartisan or nonpartisan newsletter, showed a split screen of America. And it does seem, Senator Blumenthal, that depending upon the media you consume, not only do you receive a radically different message, but it really reinforces your worldview. And I'm sure you spend a lot of time thinking about that. I'm just wondering how it is that America is going to heal itself by sharing a worldview, by creating some empathy on both sides.
We need to emphasize the points of agreement. No one favors looting and violence. No one supports tear gassing or brutality against protesters who are simply exercising peacefully their right to express their views. And we need to come together on reform in our police training and practices so that they, in effect, de-escalate, not fan flames of violence. And we can be proud in Connecticut that we have police and protesters who have avoided violence, and that should be a model for the country.
Absolutely. I'm very proud to be part of the state. Let me ask you, is there a place for federal legislation with respect to excessive force in police, in local police and in state police, but particularly local police? Is there a place for federal legislation that is wanting, or is it a question more of enforcing the existing legislation that's already there?
We're going to have a hearing in the Judiciary Committee aimed at legislating. The hearing will be on June 15th. We need probably a registry of police officers who have been charged and convicted of police brutality. We need better training practices that are supported financially by the federal government. We need to stop sending military armament to local police when there is no basis for it in terms of practical need. The MRAPs and the other armored vehicles and military hardware have no place in a majority of police departments. And there are other actions we can take, and I'm going to advocate that we make major changes in the way the federal government supports and guides local police forces, because that kind of leadership is very important. Leadership is necessary. It should be bipartisan. And we need to stop the looting, but we need to recognize that protesters have articulated a real need for reform and a moment of reckoning for our country. The virus of racism has lasted for too long, and we need to take steps against it.
I want to know, Senator Blumenthal, I want to know how it is, regardless of whether the president wanted to get from the White House to a church, how it is that somebody made the decision and then somebody executed the decision to fire rubber bullets and tear gas canisters into a civilian peaceful protest in America. And I would like, personally, that decision to be tracked and punished.
I agree that there should be that kind of disclosure, but at the end of the day, the buck stops at the White House. Harry Truman said it. It's true of every president. That decision ultimately has to be attributed to the president. And whether you agree or disagree, he seems to be taking responsibility for it. But militarizing law enforcement is wrong and unproductive. We need to stop the looting, but enable peaceful protests to take place. And that's the role of trained professional law enforcement. So I'm going to go back to the Judiciary Committee. I thank you for having me on
the
show, and I look forward to being back with you whenever you'd like. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Richard Blumenthal on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.